Hello, welcome back to Impact Show on Mucho African Radio Halifax. This is where we share the stories that impact our communities, and you are with your host, Toussaint. I come as a student, and I fell in love with media, and I decided to pursue it as a career, and I'm still in early stages of it, and I'm glad to be here today. Thank you for having me. About the podcast, it's this idea that God put in my mind that will help to impact the new generation, but not only them, but also the people that are moving here in Canada, because it's becoming a more diversified country where people are moving here from all across the world. And I sat down and I said, what should I contribute in this, you know, things that is going on? And that's when God put on my mind this idea of starting a podcast where we'll share stories of people that have been successful in different aspects of careers. Maybe we can go from engineers to doctors to lawyers to authors, and come share their stories on how they began, the early stages, and what they did to be where they are, just in a way of impacting or motivating the new people that are coming in and that are looking to go through the same path that they went through. Yeah. Rwanda is really not as people think it is. It's a more diversified country and well-developed. Security is good. The tourism, more people are coming. They're getting to know it. So it's really good. It's good. You should go there as well. Yeah. So I was born in 96. That was 2 years after the genocide. And the life wasn't easy coming up because when I was going to school, we went to school more often with many orphan kids that had just survived genocide, you know, and the country was really messed up in the kind of way. But we had a great leader. We had a president that was looking after us and was, you know, always trying to make sure that we live a better life and that we don't get stuck in whatever it is that had happened in 1994. So in that way that we were able to go to good schools, have great education. And so when I came here, I wanted to do business. And I did try doing business for a short time, but then I didn't like it. And I had to drop out because I had a few things that I had to do. And then now I'm going back. And this time I want to do politics because I feel like I have my mind where I want it. And I really know what I want to pursue now as a career. And it's in that way that I'm going to go. Yeah. That the Black diplomatic community is really good. And I think it's something that can contribute way more to my career as somebody that is studying politics. Mostly I have to know what, you know, the ups and downs of what politics is, and the things that, you know, drives the politics to be where it is right now, because I believe knowledge is center of everything. Okay, so I can just go there, but if I don't have the willing and the passion of, you know, absorbing as much knowledge as I want to absorb, then it will be for no reason. So I do believe it is a good impact.